Productions.
While there's still no word on that field for the virus,
report suspicious activities and call 911.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, That Would Be Rad. We're a podcast that majors in 80s and 90s nostalgia, comic culture, all things paranormal, and minors in retro video games, tabletop RPGs, pre-internet mysteries, and trying to raise our kids to be half as cool as we were back in the 80s. We are your hosts, Woody Brown.
And Tyler Bentz.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How goes it?
Pretty good, pal. So I've kind of wanted to get into this for a while, and you keep shutting me down. And it's
not true.
Oh, just wait till the podcast.
And, yeah.
But okay, so this is a little weird. Okay, longtime listeners know that I typically am not like afraid of the dark or a lot of the sort of standard issue stuff. Like, doesn't really scare me, and I'm not saying that to be like a badass or anything, but this particular situation.
Or to differentiate from Woody, who's also not afraid of the dark.
No. That's why I say not it, because it's a hard contrast.
Go ahead.
If you get what I mean, listener. But I'm not typically freaked out about that stuff. Like, it just doesn't really, you know, I'm probably missing some kind of component that I was supposed to have in my, like, reptile brain, I guess. Anyway, so I'm trying to think, where did this start? Okay, so the other day, I'm going like way back. So my neighbor, Matt, hey, Matt, he listens to the show, which is pretty awesome.
What's up, Matt?
Good morning, Matt. I happened to look out the window. So my kids play with his kids. His yard, he has a fence, and, you know, they jump on the trampoline all the time. And then my yard doesn't have a fence, and there's sort of these woods in the back that the kids can go in, and then I've set up a hammock back there. And there was one day, I think it was like maybe a Sunday, I happened to look out our back bedroom window and I see Matt down in the woods, and he's got like his headphones on, he's got like a saw, he's just like going to work. And I see this other dude beside Matt, and I see them like talking, and the other guy's kind of wearing clothes, like he's doing yard work too. At least that's what I thought at the time. And I see,
like your yard work clothes, like the baggy basketball shorts and Air Force Ones, or like something different.
Sort of. I think.
Oh god.
I think Matt was wearing basketball shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, and then sandals with socks and noise-canceling headphones. Anyway, I look out and they're talking, and I'm just sort of like, well, that's weird, because he was sort of in my part of the yard, I guess. So it was like,
so your yard and Matt's yard connect. Like that, he's like your direct next door.
Yeah. They like butt up against each other, but he's like where his fence ends. He's on like my side, still clearing out like his property, like, but beyond like where his, like,
he's just doing like a good turn.
Yeah. And I see him talking to this other dude, and I'm just sort of like, what is going on? Like,
maybe it's his brother, you know, that's, I'm peeking. Well, it's Sunday morning. I just like to peek.
Well, I don't even, you know, we've talked about this on the show too. We're constantly just looking out our windows. Just
What's that noise? Just, hey, who is that?
Yeah. Just waiting.
Ready, battle ready.
Sentry mode. And, you know, I see them talking and I'm kind of like, well, that's weird. Like, did Matt hire somebody to help him do some landscaping? Like,
here we go.
Like, did he?
I knew it was going to turn into a racist remark.
Anyway, I see them talking, whatever. I go to do something else. And then for some reason, I had to get something out of the bedroom. And when I did, I looked out the same window and I see Matt still in the same place and sort of around my backyard, his backyard. But then I look to my right and, you know, it's like the looking out like our backyard. So like everybody's like yards for the most part are separated by fences, but then there's like the sort of the back fence, you know, where the woods kind of come up. I see that guy and he's like way down at the end. So I'm thinking like, well,
at the end of the property, like further into the woods?
No, not further in. So he already would have been like, my house is one of the only ones that doesn't have like a fence on the back.
Okay.
And so you can go into the woods, right?
All right.
And whereas everybody else has like a fence line, but the guy was like beyond that. And so he's walking down like several houses down now.
And, oh, okay.
And he's you. Like behind that, you know, that typical fence line where all my neighbors have that separates the woods from mm-hmm. their yards. And it's kind of, so if...
It's odd enough for you to be like, that's...
Well, it was...
It's weird.
It was, yeah, it was weird because at first I was like, oh, well, this is like somebody helping Matt do mm-hmm. yard work. And then now I see this guy doing the same thing, but he's like, you know, five houses down.
When you say doing the same thing, is he just like grabbing at branches and hauling stuff, or is he just kind of like walking?
I mean, sort of. Maybe he was just walking, but maybe I was sort of viewing it through the lens of thinking that he was like helping do yard work.
Sure.
You know, so in my mind, yeah. I'm still thinking like, oh, well, maybe it's like an HOA thing. Maybe he's like,
yeah, okay.
You know, whatever. I don't know. I just sort of assume.
I mean, that's a reasonable, you know, maybe he's just like a captain of the HOA team or whatever.
Well, no, actually Matt, Matt is the president of the HOA team.
Okay.
Which has really put a real strain on our friendship. I'm just kidding. So anyway, so all that happens, totally forget about it. It's not a big deal, right?
Okay.
Well, last Wednesday, I'm out working, and I get a call from Courtney. So it's kind of late. The girls would have been in bed. It was like...
Okay, so it's like late at night.
I mean, not late, but it's, you know, she had just put the girls down. I'm out. It's like maybe 9-ish, maybe.
Okay.
And I get a call, and she's... pretty frantic, which is not
a
typical Courtney voice.
Right.
And she's like, Tyler, where are you? And she's kind of like whispering too.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm driving. Why are we whispering? And she's like, you're not in the house? And I was like, no. And she says,
oh my God.
Yeah. She's like, and I was like, what's going on? Like, you know, now I'm like,
right.
Speeding up. She's like, I don't know how to explain this, but it sounded like... So she was in the bedroom. She had just put the girls down. Their doors are closed. And, you know, everything's quiet. All the lights are off, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it sounded like somebody right outside our bedroom door. It sounded like somebody tripped on a hamper that was out there. And then there was sort of like some scrambling. And then she didn't know like what to do, right? And she thought like, she immediately went, which is exactly what she should do. She immediately went and got the gun.
Yeah.
But she said, which this was.
Give me a little, because a couple things that one, an important fact that I think the listener needs to know is Tyler and Courtney don't have indoor pets.
No.
Other than, like, I guess maybe a hamster or something. I don't know.
No,
like, dog, no cat.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
The second piece that I want to know is...
I'm allergic
at this
to the
point,
dander.
She, okay, God. At this point, does she... She's able to kind of look at the kids' rooms, monitor. She knows that it's not them.
No, so...
She just doesn't know. Okay.
Yeah, so here's the problem. The problem is that our stupid Ring cameras, which... I mean,
hold on a second.
If a intruder is listening to this podcast,
dude,
we're in trouble.
On. I'm starting to get like full body chills here. Now the Ring cameras aren't
operational? No. So listen. So the Ring cameras are like generation one. So you have to change out the stupid batteries.
Okay.
They're not like solar powered, which is Okay, so dumb.
It wasn't some sort of like weird paranormal thing that shut down.
No. But that's my job. And because we've had so much soccer and all this nonsense, like I just haven't got around to changing the thing. So the front camera, the back camera, the batteries has just died recently. We have another one that's inside that's in our living room, our SimpliSafe camera. And when Courtney moved some stuff the other day, it like fell behind the like the cabinet under the TV. So now that one's out.
She's got no visual.
No visual. Elliot's, there's clothes stacked on the dresser covering hers. Amelia has like a Pokemon, a box of Pokemon cards covering hers.
So
there's no visuals at all. And what's weird about this is Courtney said when she heard it, she immediately got up and...
And this and this sound occurred outside of y'all's bedroom door.
Yeah, in that like
presumably
little hallway.
Like in a little hallway. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So sort of to give an idea of what that looks like, you know, you walk up the stairs, there's like a little hallway, a door goes into my studio, the girls' rooms, the laundry room, and then our room. And she said there's like this sort of commotion out the door. And I'm trying to like, you know, I don't
rationalize
know.
It in your head.
And so for me too, I was like, it was kind of a weird day because during the day last Wednesday, it was like extremely nice and warm. But then when I got out around, you know, 9-ish or so, it was like actually really cold. So it was, you know, the weather. So I was like, well, maybe the house was popping or
Maybe,
who knows, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe like the, you know, when the air comes on, sometimes you hear the door will like kind of make a weird noise. And so I'm trying to kind of do all that stuff. And she said,
after these messages, we'll be right back.
There's something out there waiting for us.
Hey, this is Bryce Johnson from the Bigfoot Collectors Club, and you're listening to Tyler and Woody on That Would Be Rad, because that is rad.
Actually, when she first heard it, her first inclination was to go towards the door and go check on the girls. But she said there was something in her mind that was like, don't do that. And so she went and got a gun instead, and then she went to check. And by now, I'm on the phone with her. And she goes into she goes and she opens Elliot's door. Look, everything's cool. Goes into Amelia's room and says, wakes Amelia up and is like, you know, did you get up? Because Amelia has a history of sleepwalking. Which
Jeez Louise.
I mean, which is pretty scary, but...
Yeah.
Or, you know, she's thinking, well, because sometimes when
the bathroom.
Well, I mean, she has her own bathroom, so that doesn't make sense. But it also, like, when I'm not home, like, they'll sort of try to wait up for me. So, so I'm thinking, well, maybe it was something like that. And maybe she heard my wife and was like, oh, I got to get back to bed.
Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Which is what I kind of thought was going on.
Yeah.
And so... ends up waking Amelia up. So she obviously was asleep and kind of scares Amelia a little bit. And so she goes over the banister and is like, if there's someone in my house, I will shoot you. And then that was kind of it. Like, I'm sort of on the way home, you know, everything's fine, whatever. So I rush home, you know, show up, check the house. Before I even go in the house, you know, I'm looking around like the sides of the yard just to make sure like nothing's weird. I come in, I check out all the rooms. And then like, as I'm doing this, Courtney's like, oh crap. Like you have to get, like, I need you to go to Target to get blah, 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 blah. And, which that's another story we'll get into in a little bit, but so I had to run back out. So I didn't end up checking the basement.
Oh no.
So here's where it gets weird.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, whenever she tells you that you have to go and get something, are you still on high alert? Or are you just kind of like, ah, everything's fine. Oh, man, I got to go out there. Okay, I'll go get it. Or are you still kind of like, oh, God, I got to hurry up?
No.
Like, what's your vibe?
I'm really not on high alert. And mainly because, so our steps leading upstairs are wooden steps. They're not covered in carpet or anything like that. And so
yeah, you'd be able to hear.
Yeah, that was my biggest sort of giveaway that, like, maybe this isn't really anything, because if she heard sort of a commotion outside of what she sort of explained, then they would be trying to, even if they're trying to be quiet, they're going to try to be quickly going down the stairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was none of that. She was like, no. I, like, after this sort of initial, like, noise or whatever, like, that was it. And so I'm thinking, well, in my studio, I have a ton of guitar cases.
It, like, something could have...
Like in the closet. Yeah. Maybe one sort of slipped and fell and
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, something that happens at our house too, like our kids read a ton, mm-hmm. and then a book will fall off their bed, mm-hmm. and it'll just, like, it sounds like, dang.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, what was that, you know?
Yeah. And so, you know, when I come in, I didn't really see anything. And I was sort of rushing too, because it was like, it's already 9 o'clock. Like...
And I got to go to Target.
I got to do all this stuff. Yeah. So everything's fine. I come back. We don't hear anything, you know.
Hope you got batteries for the cameras when you were...
I did do that the next day. And so everything's fine. I didn't really notice anything. I didn't see any, you know, I don't know what I was supposed to see, like footprints, whatever. I didn't see anything like that. I mean, and also we have SimpliSafe. So it just didn't make any sense that... If somebody was in the house, like, the alarm would have went off or...
Okay, so it was armed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, we're pretty, like, diligent with arming. Yep. And so, anyway, I go back, come back, everything's cool. Well, like, 2 days later, I have to, like, nobody's home. Well, no, I take that back. Courtney was home. She was working from home. I have to go grab something in the basement. And I open the basement door and I was like, Courtney, did you like come and check the basement the other night because she looked around too, like, when, you know, mm-hmm, after everything mm-hmm. went down, like while I was on my way and, you know, with the gun and everything.
Sure.
And she's like, no, I didn't go in the basement at all. And I was like, well, like, the lights are on. And, like, I'm pretty OCD about like, I'm the guy that goes behind everybody to cut off the lights.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's no surprise there. And I'm also the guy who goes around to lock everything. And, you know, you and I are probably pretty similar.
Yeah, I'm the same thing. Yeah. I have, like, a routine at night.
Exactly.
It's just me checking every single door.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Here's another thing, too, about our basement. So... It's pretty much storage. It's like unfinished. Mm-hmm. You know, the plan is eventually to do like a little game room setup. Like the back is sort of wired to have like a studio setup.
Yeah, I was going to say we're vetoing game room. It's going to be a sound studio. And,
oh, yeah, for sure. which will be awesome eventually. But for now, it's just this massive, I mean, it's as big as an entire floor of our house. And it's like, it's just where everything goes. So it's pretty packed full of like storage, especially in the back, you know, all of our like Christmas decorations and Christmas trees and Halloween and all the stuff. So my kids do not go into the basement. It's mm-hmm. it's not that they're really scared, but we've just sort of...
There is something creepy about an unfinished basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And even like, I mean, your house is basically brand new construction.
Yeah, we
built
it.
Plus a couple of years, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, even whenever I've been down there, it just reminds me of...
Yeah.
Relatives' unfinished basement. There's just something about that, like, concrete
mm-hmm.
and, you know, raw wood
yeah.
and it's dark, the lighting you have to find, you know, it's just
mm-hmm.
there's something creepy about it.
Yeah, there's no like sheetrock. It's just like concrete and like stud
framing and stuff.
Yeah, studs and stuff. So that's one thing. Like, our girls do not go down there. And the only time they're pretty much allowed to go in the basement is if they go with one of us. And usually it's like, if I need to get something in the basement, they'll be like, Dad, can I come?
Yeah.
And then they
just
look through old toys that,
yeah,
you know, every time they just like beg. But that, but like,
hey, Dad, this box of magazines. What is this? Go ahead.
So just keep that in mind. There's none of that. They don't go down with their friends. They don't do any of that stuff. It's just sort of off limits, right? So, you know, 2 days later, when, first of all, the basement door is unlocked, which that's not super strange, you know, like the one that leading down into the basement from the, mm-hmm, the main floor.
This is so weird. Something similar happened to me not too long ago. Keep going.
Mm. Well, after the next 2 hours after I finish this story, you can get into it.
And anyway, so the wood, there's some that go up. There's some that go sideways. This is an important fact. You're going to need to know it later.
Wood has wood grain in it.
My gosh.
So anyway, so that door's unlocked. I open that door and the light's on. Mm-hmm. Or the
stair light or like light down there?
The stair light from what I see. And I'm like, did you turn this on? Because I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe she checked. She just sort of opened that door, turned on the stair light.
Didn't see anybody.
And saw that.
Boom.
Didn't see anybody and then just shut it. Which, you know,
still a possibility.
Okay. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, whatever. So I need to go down there. So I go down, and as I get down, I see, oh, the basement light is now on. Mm. And this is in the middle of the day, so.
Okay, less spooky, you know, but still weird and spooky.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Like, so the basement spooky light level would have been out of 10, 11, if it would have been nighttime, and you make these discoveries, it's like,
Yeah. And so I go down there, and first thing I do, which is the first thing I always do when I go to the basement, I look at the outside door. Deadbolt is unlocked.
What?
Yeah. So I walk over, I go to lock that, and not only is the deadbolt unlocked, but also the bottom.
Oh my gosh.
Like, door handle is unlocked.
And just to put things into perspective for me, is that a door? I mean, because it's an unfinished basement. There's not, mm-hmm, like you're like pulling stuff in and out of there all the time. Is that a door, right, that is frequently used? Or even, why would that door be used by you? In other words, is that where you store your lawnmower or?
Well, yes, but okay. I mean, it's winter, so.
Right, but.
We don't have our lawnmower out yet. But yeah, it's not really.
Nobody's used it. Nobody's done anything.
No, not at all. And that's when I was like, oh, like.
Remind me of the timeline here. This is before or after you see this person, quote unquote, helping out Matt?
This is like, okay, so I'm glad you said that. So this is like, this would have been like a week or so after.
Okay, okay.
And I'm not even thinking about.
Hadn't seen Matt since then, didn't ask him about, hey man, I saw your buddy.
Yeah.
You have,
yeah,
what, or have not?
Didn't, none of that even like crossed my mind.
Okay.
So I'm like, not only am I now thinking like, well, man, maybe something is sort of legitimate here. But then secondly, now I have to tell my wife, who I assured had mistaken, you know, this noise that was totally nothing. Now I have to say,
well,
you know, the basement door was unlocked.
I mean, not only, dude, this is so crazy. Not only was the door, not only was the basement door, like, that leads to the outside, completely unlocked, and basically someone could get in there. But also, the door at the top of the stairs that leads to the main part of the house, also unlocked.
And both lights are on.
Oh, man.
Which, you know, have no
good
business being
not
on.
Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. So, obviously, I look around. I make sure everything's cool. Don't see anything. You know, I don't see, like, any wrappers where, you know, some hobos living down there.
Yeah, somebody's just bringing Snickers bars with them on their robbery attempts.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good place for that trash. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
There is so much storage that, you know, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for
to have a
random
Snickers wrapper.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. I do love a good Snickers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man. Go ahead.
And I also still consider a Snickers bar sort of like a protein bar.
Of course you do.
Peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so I go upstairs. I tell Courtney immediately, of course. She's like, well, what about the Ring cameras? And then I have to say,
busted. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, I have to go through all that. And so it just becomes like a topic of discussion around the house a little bit. Of course, we can't really say anything with the kids.
You're right.
And so the other thing, too, is like I said before, like our kids are constantly like in the backyard. They're playing, you know, anytime we don't have soccer, like they're playing outside.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of on alert a little bit.
Dude, it sucks because like we've talked about this before. We talk about it when we welcome everybody to the show every week. Our attempt is to try to break away from the typical norm of just being on high alert about our kids nowadays and just allowing them to play outside without us just like watching them. Like, I don't want to like give any bad guy listening or whatever. I'm just saying like, we want them to feel the autonomy that we felt as kids that grew up in the 80s and 90s.
Which is very difficult.
It is, man, because, well, I have a lot of theories about that, but one of them being that because information is shared so quickly and easily, know and are aware far more of the stuff that goes on than we were, or you know, than we were in the 80s and 90s, you know?
Yeah,
and so it's just hard. But I think it's super important in a way, as long as you can kind of like, I mean, I still watch them out there playing, but they think they're on their own, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think you and I both are kind of helicopter parents.
No, I'm really? Much better now. My kids are a little bit older, so.
I'm still constantly like looking out there, checking up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a helicopter parent that's very like stealthy. I'm like the Airwolf.
Yeah, Airwolf.
Helicopter parent. Man, what a show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Now it's kind of a thing that's like at the front of my mind. I probably end up talking to Matt like, I don't know, every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, it's always great. Like we're good friends. You know, we usually get into conspiracies and you know, the apocalypse is coming and
okay.
We stock up on, you know, food supplies and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so this week comes around and we had went up to Blue Ridge. I surprised my wife because her birthday was back in February, and you know, with soccer and stuff, it's the only time we could get away. So took her there, came back. The night that we got back, I was taking all the trash out because it, you know, the trash pickup's the next day, and my buddy Matt is doing the same thing,
right?
And so we end up talking, you know, we're talking about Barron Trump's Marvelous Journey book, we're talking about, you know, Joe Biden being a reptilian, we're talking about, you know, the normal stuff.
Sure.
And what's weird is he says, hey, we're going on a trip. We're going on a cruise, whatever. And I said, well, hey, keep an eye on the backyard because, you know, some kind of weird stuff happened. And I still don't really know what's going on, but for some reason, like, my basement door was unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, dude, that's like,
oh boy.
He's like, dude, that's crazy because I had a guy walk up on me back in the woods.
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
My gosh.
And keep in mind, I'm still not even thinking.
You're not connecting the two.
I'm not connecting any of the two.
I see what you're saying now. Like, I guess because we started with that part in the beginning, you told us that. It's kind of like in
the
retrospect,
first thing you think of.
Right? Like, looking back, you're able to connect the dots. But at the time, you had almost even forgotten about this dude because you thought he was just helping Matt.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at it through this lens of, oh, well, he's helping do yard work.
Yeah. So and, what did Matt, like?
Okay, so here's where it gets weird.
Oh, man.
So Matt says that he's like, you know, I'm like cutting weeds or like cutting like, you know, whatever, like kudzu or weeds, whatever. And he said, I just happened to like look back and I see a guy coming up from the bottom of the hill. So one thing that I did leave out is like our yards are kind of interesting. They, for example, my backyard, if you walk back, it's like, you know, there's like the tree line, but then we've had, I don't know, like 20 feet of that sort of cleared out. So it's just trees, all of the like weeds and stuff are taken out. So the kids can kind of play back there. And that's where our hammock is. However, if you keep going, there's like a huge, like straight drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like drops off. I mean, I don't know, probably like maybe 20 feet down. And then it kind of works its way back up like another hill. And so it's kind of like that with Matt. There's like this huge kind of like drop off. And then there's like a little, I think behind his, there's like a drainage thing. So there's like a culvert type thing. And anyway, so he was like, yeah, I'm like doing yard work and I have like noise canceling headphones, so I'm not hearing anything. And he said, I happened just to sort of like look, and in my periphery, I see this guy just kind of walking up behind me. And so,
jeez.
Yeah. So I immediately like pull my headphones off and I say, hey, can I help you? And he says, no, I'm good. And he says, he said, yeah, he just kind of kept walking. And then I said, or Matt said, well, what are you doing back here? He said, oh, I'm staying with my uncle. He lives down there. And then he just like kept walking.
Mm.
And immediately it clicks into my head. Like, and this is, and I told Matt this too. I was like, the fact, like the wild synchronicity that I just happened to look out my back window and witness this entire little thing. And at the time, I'm thinking, oh, they're friends. But mm-hmm. in reality, this whole exchange between Matt and this stranger that's just mm-hmm. coming up from the back of our woods, that was all within the course of like 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah, and then you just happened to look out the window. And let me tell you what, it's not synchronicity, buddy. It's called a warrior's instinct, okay? You just get the vibes. It comes from within your soul. You're battle ready, man. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Yeah.
Dude, this is scary as heck, man.
Yeah, so it's weird. And so he said, I kind of felt uneasy about it and it was weird. But, you know, I asked the guy like what, and he just like kept walking. And so immediately like cold chills stand on end with me. And I'm like, dude, I saw this exact
exchange
situation.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, dude, I literally just happened to like look out the window the other day. And I thought you had hired like a lawn maintenance guy or somebody to like help you back there. Mm-hmm. And I saw you guys talking and I assumed it was like a team effort and you know, you guys were both doing all that or whatever. And he was like, no, dude. He's like, I'm just cleaning up and this guy just shows up. And the weird thing was, I mean, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but so we talk and then, you know, I go up and I tell Courtney some of this stuff and she immediately calls Lisa, Matt's wife.
She calls 911.
She immediately calls 911. No, she calls Matt's wife mm-hmm. and, you know, we're having like a conversation. And it's always really fun between the two of us mm-hmm. and the two of them because like we're constantly joking and highly inappropriate jokes.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we have other friends, but they go to bed at 7, so it's harder to...
When you said like, oh, no, it was 9, I'm like, yeah, that is, yep, already
gone. Asleep, yeah.
Go ahead.
And so we're talking, and then Courtney's like, so Matt, like, tell me about this. Like, what was going on? And when Matt tells it this time, says, he's, you know, and I'm terrible with like sort of recounting
stories.
It. So, totally. Sorry. Yeah, I am bad at stories.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm totally paraphrasing here, but he was like, yeah, you know, this guy like kind of came up behind me. And she said, well, how far was he from you? And he was like, I mean, he was like 10 or 15 or 20 feet away. And immediately I pipe in and say, no, he wasn't. He was like 5 feet from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Matt's theory is, what if this random dude was coming up on me, and then he saw me up in the window and was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do whatever I was going to do, and I'm just going to, like, walk away.
Now, let me ask you this, dude. Did you get a clear, like, look at this dude's face? Or was it, like, in other words, do you remember him looking at you? Did you exchange glances?
No, but I...
Before you go any further, Matt, I'm glad we got you here. I think what we've uncovered is that your neighbor Tyler is a peeping Tyler.
Or he watches or a hero.
Potentially a hero.
Yeah.
That's yet to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all kidding aside, I'm always fascinated by these folks that do like the forensic drawings and stuff. Like, would you be able to describe to someone like the features of the face? Or is it just like, these are the moments, man. This is part of the reason why I get so into these true crime things, because I'm always wondering, you know, we go our day to day where we have like little seemingly insignificant things that we observe. Mm-hmm. And the only reason you even kind of remember and unlock this memory is because there's that connection with this other weird stuff that happened at your house. So like, this is something that would have been kind of deleted by your brain.
Yeah.
Unless something else popped up. And so it's like, I'm always wondering, like, could I, you know, describe something with enough description and specifics that occurred?
Well, I'm going to really let you down here because, so what I saw, and to my defense, there was like sort of tree covering, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that it was like, to me, it looked like, it almost looked like dreadlocks of some sort.
Okay.
But then when I talked to Matt, he was like, no, he just had like long hair. Hmm. So we clearly were seeing two different things. However, he was like closer, you know, obviously so. And from like where I'm looking, like, you know, it wasn't like, I'm terrible with distance. It wasn't like really far away, but it was probably, I don't know. I mean, you've been to my house, like the back of my house, like off into the woods, like how?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at judging that either. Like
60 feet?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. Maybe more.
Maybe more, yeah.
It wasn't like, it's not the length of a football field. I'd say like 25, 30 5 yards or something.
Oh, now you're getting into yards. That's even worse. It's kind of far from like, and I'm like up on the second story of our house. Mm-hmm. And so what was weird is like, I don't even really know why. I think I didn't really focus on the guy. I was more sort of looking to see like what Matt was doing. And then when I saw them talking, I was like, oh, well, maybe this is like a guy that Matt's like hired. So I wasn't really looking at what this guy's doing. Cause in my mind I'm thinking, oh, well, he's just some random dude that's like helping Matt out. And, you know, I didn't really have a reason to sort of really focus on this guy.
Yeah.
But I do find it extremely weird that when he said, oh yeah, he was like 15 or 20 feet away from me. Because like when I looked out the window, it would have had to be when this guy was like first coming up. Which again, that the synchronicity of me seeing like even that is kind of wild. Mm. Because like I'm telling, and that was part of the reason that I thought that they were like working together, because I mean, he was so close. He was literally like 5 feet away from him.
Jeez.
And so I'm thinking like, oh, well, Matt's like, you know, he's like telling him like what to do and, you know, whatever, you know, your brain sort of fills in all the gaps. That's just what I assumed. So I don't know, man. The whole thing is really weird, and there's not like a happy resolve or any sort of closure, but it is weird. And so now we're sort of thinking like, man, is somebody like living back there? Because there is this huge drop off, and there's sort of this culvert, you know, and I have this like hammock out there. Like, is somebody sleeping in my hammock at night? Like, it starts to get real, real creepy if you start thinking of it in that way, you know?
For sure, man. I mean, oh my God, man. I don't even know where to begin with this.
We will return after these messages.
It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire. Or a vampire.
You think you really know what's happening, man? Don't you?
If anyone out there wants,
we're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
Hey, this is Woody.
And this is Tyler. And you're listening to That Would Be Rad.
And now, back to our show. God, I don't know. I didn't even know. So when you basically first sort of said, hey, let me tell you about this weird thing that happened to me. And this was the other night. And then you started with that, just the very first sentence of that phone call. I was like, stop. You got to tell me what happens on the podcast. I thought maybe that this was going to lean into the paranormal.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that it's leaning sort of more toward the, I don't want to say true crime, but just like real stuff. Because sometimes that's obviously just as spooky, if not sometimes spookier, really.
Yeah, I would say almost more spooky. Really.
And I mean, it's really hard. I mean, I'm trying to rationalize in my head.
Yeah.
Anything other than this dude was in your house.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is such a weird episode, by the way. I just thought of it. Like, we haven't got into anything. We're just talking about this weird account that I've sort of experienced. And now, so guys, this is, or for our listeners, this is literally our conversations every day.
Yeah.
Although those conversations now are peppered with hush, 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 shush your mouth. let's talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, this is a peek into Woody and I's conversation. But yeah, the weird thing is, though, is I'm not, so there's some things that are very sort of unanswered that I really can't quite understand.
Yeah.
Like, I can't understand, so that, like, I'm still a little on the fence of what my wife heard, and mainly because there was no, like, going down the stairs.
Right, but,
which,
okay, let's say they tripped over, because here's the thing that you read about in terms of intruders, like, actually one of the worst things you can do is announce yourself, because then you've announced your location. So basically, you stand strong. You know, obviously the number one sort of advice piece always is, you know, just exit your home however you can. If you can't, let's say you're upstairs and you're protecting the kids, then you just basically, you know, kind of just barricade and get ready sort of thing. But the scary thing is, dude, if this person, like, because they don't know your house like you know it. And so if it's dark, they're not going to flick on a light switch in the main part of the house because they don't want to alert anyone to their, you know,
right,
of their presence. And so
right,
if they like tripped over a laundry basket and they're like, oh, but they're also relatively used to being kind of stealthy if they're a home invader, then they just kind of like tiptoe. Because simultaneously what's going on is Courtney's trying to figure stuff out. Yes, she's listening and she's on high alert, but she's also going to wherever the gun is. So there's like things that are kind of drowning out and canceling out the potential.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's probable is what I'm saying. I mean it's
sort of, but
I don't know, man.
I don't know. If we're taking at face value that she did hear something, okay, my other quandary is I'm not sure, because we are pretty, you know, vigilant with our, like, turning the alarm on and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like yours, I mean, I think we have the same security system. Anytime, like, a door opens, you hear, like, a bing, bing, like, like, you know, it's announced that a door's open or a window's open.
And do you have sensors connected to the, so let me throw a scenario at
okay.
you. But before I do, let me just verify something. Is there a sensor connected to the door that leads from the main house down to the basement, that door?
No, there's not one there.
Okay, so let me propose a scenario.
Okay.
Well, okay, another one, and I don't know, we can cut this part out if you don't want bad guys knowing, but do you have like a motion sensor downstairs in the unfinished basement? In other words, if once everything's armed, if someone was already there, would they set it off by moving around down there?
So we did have one, but for some reason...
But the batteries ran out. Okay.
Well, so here's for some reason we stopped using that one.
That's fine. So my scenario that I'm saying is this. He goes inside. He's just chilling down there. He's looking around. He hears...
But how is he getting inside, though? That's the other...
The doors were unlocked, dude.
Huh?
The door was unlocked.
No.
Like, earlier in the day, he comes in at just some point. Sometime whenever it's just like easily ignored.
No, but
someone's
that,
in the shower, somebody's, you know.
No, but
phone.
That's what I'm saying. We're like hyper vigilant on locking.
Yeah, no, I would hear that too.
And you would hear, so this, I mean, it's kind of the scary thing, but like, I mean, you know, worst case scenario, which is kind of what I'm looking at. Whatever was going on, he was already inside. There wasn't a matter of like getting in. He was already in, which would
That's what I'm saying.
Which explains like the unlocked
doors,
which is why like he, I think they were unlocked because like whatever happened, like, you know, with her like announcing or whatever, that was him just getting out of there and going back to the backyard.
Oh yeah, maybe, but that would have set the alarm, right? Set it off.
Yeah, unless I mean, I don't think that, I mean, this is like top level, you know, spy kind of technique, but he could have technically gotten out when I came in and then cut the alarm off.
Yeah.
I mean,
he could have just listened. No, it's not super far-fetched, because my idea is that he's already in the house somehow. We don't know when, but for whatever reason, the hard part is like, when was that? How long has that door been unlocked? Did you truly accidentally leave it unlocked?
No.
And it's just been unlocked for such a long time.
Yeah, no, that's impossible. Like, even Courtney was like, well, you guys did put like the couch in, which was like a few weeks back. But I specifically remember, and again, I'm so OCD that like, I mean, I would say one out of every five times that I even go down there, I'll go and like, you know, unlock the window, lift the window to make sure that like I hear the ding ding, like make sure that like the sensors are on. So, you know, we moved the couch in, but like I specifically remember I let all the girls go, and you know, our other friend Matt and Laura, like they went up first and I was locking up behind them. And then I was also the one who cut the lights off. And I specifically remember cutting the lights off because I even made a joke about it because Elliot was in front of me and I cut the lights on or cut the lights off. And she was like, "Dad, it's too dark." And like started running up the stairs. So like, I know
How would anybody unlock a deadbolt without a key? So in other words, like they could do the old trick if it wasn't deadbolted.
Yeah, but deadbolt's pretty hard.
Yeah. Anyway, my theory is already in the house.
Yeah.
Comes back down there and just waits, ready to attack, but then kind of instinctively decides, I'm not going to. I hear like a, you know, deeper voice. There's a little bit of a deeper timbre to that voice. I don't know. Now, if he would have seen you, you know,
different story,
like easy attack, right?
Yeah,
but just hearing the voice, he's thinking, okay, well, now I'm going to have to, you know, and just kind of exits out. Or still down there underneath the tarp.
No, I did. I mean, even actually the night before, because I knew that I was going to be gone for D&D the other night, like I went down there and like lifted every possible thing I could. Like there's just to make sure that there's absolutely nothing weird, because I knew that I'd be gone that night and I just wanted to sort of go ahead and squash that, you know. The thing that does worry me a little bit is the, you know, when I saw the guy walking up to Matt, you know.
Now, Matt had a chainsaw though, man.
Wait, no, it wasn't a chainsaw. It was just like I think it was like a handsaw kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But what was weird about it is like just that like personal. And now even thinking back, like it kind of defeats what I was previously thinking. Like I was thinking originally my thought was like, okay, well, he's so close to him because he's listening to, you know, Matt's telling, like giving him like, I mean, not orders, but telling him like, hey, this, like do this, do this, do this. And I'm just thinking like that's why they were close. But even that doesn't really make sense because, you know, say this dude is a stranger. I mean, yeah, maybe Matt hired him, but he still wouldn't be within like 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
And it was weird because when I saw him, he was like, Matt was turned the other way. So he actually was walking up to, you know, Matt's back. I mean, Matt did throw this out there, but I mean, it's like.
What's his theory? Come on.
Well, no. It's just, it's kind of what I said before. It's the idea that like, well, maybe something was about to go down. I mean, think about it. It's sort of if you have a guy that's like deranged or whatever, you know, God forbid, he comes up out of the woods, some bizarre transient, you know, I immediately thought of like Dennis the Menace, the movie, you know, where he just shows up in the town and like such a creepy part of that movie, yeah. by the way. And that's another thing that is a little weird. Guess what? We have like a little ways beyond our backyard, the train.
Okay. So it could have been potentially like a homeless person.
Yes.
Who's just kind of like walking around. Now, I got to give the listeners a little bit of context too, because this, if it happened in my neck of the woods, because I'm certainly more rural than Tyler, somebody kind of walking around in the back of the woods would certainly be alarming. It wouldn't be as alarming because Tyler's neighborhood is far more like, you know, traditionally new, you know, subdivisions that, you know, common, right? And mm-hmm. so it's like all the houses are new mm-hmm. in that area.
I mean, we're
not a whole lot of like, you've got woods, but it's like also it's in an area that is still somewhat untapped in terms of it's right. not fully urban.
Right, right, right.
But it's like much more well, condensed.
It's kind of like, I mean, fairly rural, but the neighborhood itself is like.
There's nobody walking back there hunting or something, though, is what I'm trying to say. You know, less likely than where I live is what I mean.
Possibly. I mean, it is a possibility. That, I mean, because we'll hear like coyotes and stuff back there.
Well, yeah. But
yeah, no. Yeah. Like if nobody's going to be hunting because they know that, hey, there's this huge neighborhood.
Yeah. It's more, you know, densely populated residential than where I live is mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you just, and so.
Yes. And.
Yes. And so, I mean. I don't know, man. It's just, that's freaky. And the thing that it kind of reminds me of actually is, and I think we definitely talked about this for the life of me. I cannot remember what episode it is, mm-hmm. but we talked about this weird trend of frogging.
Oh, yeah.
At some point on an episode or maybe the Patreon.
The Watcher House, was it that one?
Maybe. But
yeah, that's
basically, man, what's interesting. Thing. It's like, you know what the number one, so I found this article that, cause I thought if Tyler's story is paranormal, I've got something that I want to add to it. And then I thought if it's not, then I got something I want to add to it,
okay.
dude. And as you tell this story, it's been so hard just to like bite my lip, mm-hmm. but the number one thing, so the subtitle of this section of this article says, how to tell if someone is in your home. Mm. You know what the number one thing is here?
What's that?
Number one, you hear strange noises.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Begin noticing things are missing or moved. Your pets are on high alert. Tyler doesn't have pets. My cat is an idiot. She would probably just hide under the bed anyway.
Oh, for sure.
You feel as though you're being watched. How to tell if someone tried to break in your room. Check this out. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Open doors, unlocked doors.
Yeah.
Open windows or unlocked windows that are typically locked and closed.
Mm-hmm.
Lights. If the lights are on, that can mean that someone has been there. Maybe not you. So,
don't love that.
I think the lesson learned here is you've got security cameras for a reason. Please keep those mm-hmm. view areas or whatever.
Yeah.
God, I just made up terminology here.
View
area. Keep that lens clear so that you can see in mm-hmm. and utilize those things. Replace the dadgum batteries, Tyler.
Yeah.
And make sure those doors are locked, man. And get that dadgum motion sensor working.
Yeah, for sure. I am going to get a motion sensor from, that is a good idea. I haven't even thought mm-hmm. about that. From the downstairs to the basement.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I always joke with people. It's like, you want to rob a house? Hey, man, I used to work for a moving company. Don't hurt me. I will help you carry the stuff out of here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just, have a good time doing it. You want a beer? So let me tell you about a parallel situation that happened to me.
Oh, okay.
Several weeks ago, same thing. The way that I was alerted that something was weird is first I looked and same thing, like it's not atypical that the little doorknob to the door that leads down to the basement
mm-hmm.
is, unlocked. It's not common, but it's not uncommon either.
Right.
Well, I noticed it's unlocked and I'm like, oh, and I just kind of, and this is still kind of in the daytime, I quickly twist that little puppy and lock it up. Mm-hmm. Well,
which one else is real quick though. Your kids like would typically not go down there by themselves.
They don't. It's not. My basement's fully finished. It's not likely.
It's still
that they would
creepy.
Go down there, but sometimes they would go down there. But yeah, they're still kind of creeped out by it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's really unlikely.
Right.
That day in particular, I know for a fact that no one went down there. Because what we did was, I think we had like a softball practice or whatever it was. One of the kids had something. So we were gone, came back. Well, when we come back, it's now dark outside. The door's still locked. Mm-hmm. But I noticed a faint light coming from underneath the door. It's definitely not the light that lights up the stairs, but it means that there's a light on
at the bottom
downstairs.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, what the heck? So I go down there and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to check it out. I go down there and as I kind of like go from, you know how like you go down the stairs and then it makes that, there's that landing and it turns and goes mm-hmm. down further, you know? Mm-hmm. I can feel this strange temperature shift. And I mean like normal temperature up in my, the main floor. And now I'm just like sinking into strange heat. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm looking around, dude. I am kind of like, I mean, I'm ready to fight. And this isn't going to be like a punch, kick.
It's going to be
that. Yeah, exactly. This is a fight to the death, right? You're invading my house.
Sure.
This is the family. And I just get in and it's just like, man, it is so hot down here. I see our stuff is still, you know, at the D&D table. Mm-hmm. And this might be stupid, but one of the things I look for is I'm like, okay, the TV's still mounted on the wall. Mm-hmm. That would be something that they would go for first. I kind of like position myself in a way that my back's not to anywhere somebody can sneak up on me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm basically just like, you know, going through. And the light that's on is, you know, that lamp towards the end of that hallway down there?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like kind of like across from the stairs. That thing's on. And I'm like, we never use that.
Yeah. Whoa.
You have to actually physically go over there and turn it on. It's not, you know, the switch. And I'm like, what the heck? So I, you know, click on the hall light. I walk down the hall carefully, quietly. I go into that bedroom, the guest bedroom. Doors are locked, deadbolted. Go into the, I click off that lamp. I go into the living room area of the basement
mm-hmm.
where we play D&D and the couch and everything. That door, deadbolted, locked. I go to the gym, deadbolted, locked. I'm like, what the heck, man?
What?
And then I noticed, like, I'm like, dude, okay, I know where this, and dude, I'm not joking. It was like instant sweaty. The heat is just blazing. And I look at the thermostat and it's like set to like 78. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, how long has this been going on?
Who would have
done
that?
And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking, did I turn it on when we played down here last time?
No, because it was freezing.
I didn't this last time because I didn't want to mess with it.
No, I'm talking about the time before. It was freezing. Oh,
yeah.
You guys played again, though.
Exactly. And so I'm like, no, I mean, I don't think so, actually. I think we left it off because, you know, whatever. So I just completely shut it off. I'm like, man alive. I go back upstairs, ready to just explain this insane story to Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Because, by the way, I just saw the thing. I'm just like, I just decided to go down there on my own. I'm not like, hey, babe. You know, she's in the middle of, like, trying to get these kids bathed and, like, ready for bed and all this stuff. So
babe, press pause.
Real Housewives of New York. Just press pause for a second. Okay, so I come back upstairs. I'm like, man, this is the craziest thing ever. I go downstairs. The heat's just blazing. She's like, oh, you know, the other day I went down there and turned the heat on because I felt like, I was looking for something. It was just too cold. What I found out was, this takes the mystery out of it. I found out that when her dad was living with us, he had programmed the heat to just blaze. And so when she turned it on, the heat program, that sucker had been running.
Yeah, it was like,
for like a week straight at 78. Now listen to this, pal. I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, well, no problem. I turned it off. I'll mess with the programming later. We don't really need it anyway.
Mm-hmm. I hate to me. By the way,
to me, it's the perfect temperature down there all the time. Anyway, but anyway,
which is pretty much the same temperature as my unfinished basement.
A couple weeks later, Ann says, "Man, do you mind taking a look at? You mind taking a look at this?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And it's the Georgia Power bill.
Oh boy!
And boy, howdy! I don't know if I've ever seen a power bill so expensive.
Oof.
But imagine a typical power bill, whatever that is, folks.
And double it.
And no.
No?
Like quadruple it, bro. Maybe even seven times duple it.
Jeez.
Said, I don't know. Clay's going to get me. But it's not sextuplet, but it's the next one, okay?
Yeah.
Dude, insane. I call him up. At this point, I'm also thinking, somebody like, they're building a new house down there. Are they like siphoning power from me? Like, what's going on?
That's a natural thought. I would have thought that too.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Makes no sense, but I would have also.
Doesn't make any sense at all. Not even a real thing, but that's the first thing that comes to mind. And I'm glad that you agree with me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like flipping out. I call them and they're like, well, sir, I mean, there's not a whole, all we can do is look at your meter. And I said, well, I'm buying solar panels because I'm, you know, anyway. Bottom line is, it was Ann's fault, but it freaked me out for sure because of the same reasons. When things are not where they're supposed to be or not how they're supposed to be, we talk about a lot of scary stuff on our show, and I watch a lot of true crime on my own.
Yeah.
And the first thing that comes to mind is like something bad is happening.
Yeah. Mm. Man, interesting. I mean, on the one hand, it's extremely scary to think. I mean, for me, I would say the scariest part of this is how, I guess, comfortable this guy was just coming right up on Matt, which scares me because, like I said, our girls play back there like all the time.
Yeah.
And the real fear is that, like, okay, if this guy's just like living back there, it's like, you know, say they're playing hide and go seek and, you know, I mean, my kids are, you know, 5 and 9. So it's not like they're going to put up a fight, you know, and say they're playing hide and go seek and the other girls like run, you know, to the other side of the house. So only one's back there.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nothing to just come.
I mean, I hate to be such a, like, I know I talked about not being a helicopter parent, dude. I hate hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me
hate
too.
It.
Me too.
Well, hate, you know, it, hate it, hate it.
You know, that's one of the biggest things with, like, child abductions is,
yeah,
like,
man,
not being, like, in a pack. Like, so.
Dude, in the Boy Scouts, they call it the buddy system.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
right? Like, you just don't, I just don't like that. You hear all kinds of horror stories about that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into it.
Yep.
So. But, I mean, let me ask you this before we close out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, like, your first instinct when you were kind of thinking about all this, did it even pop in your head? Was it just like, okay, that is a potential intruder, a bad guy, a robber? Or did you have a little bit of sprinkle of, was this guy a ghost? Was it John T?
Oh, like paranormal stuff?
Was he a time traveler?
Yeah.
Did that even creep in there? Or for the most part, were you like, no, this is a real life scenario?
I mean, yeah, not really. Like, I mean, we have had some sort of paranormally stuff happen, which... Mm-hmm. I have yet to even tell my wife or even really talk about because I just, I mean, you know our opinion on the show if you're a longtime listener with like, you know, the more energy you kind of put into something,
sure,
you know, all that. But with this, it was like, okay, something has physically unlocked the deadbolt, unlocked the regular door, and both lights are on, which is like, if it's some sort of like spirit, then what's the need for any of that, you know?
Well, if Ghostbusters taught me anything, a ghost can remove a belt. I bet they can unlock a door.
I mean, that is true. I did think like, well, maybe they're getting like somebody came through like the window. But again, like those have sensors too. And they all have screens on them, which
it's a lot more involved.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more involved. And so I just can't put the two together as far as like,
The thing that's sad, man, and like we do live in a day and age where there's so many sort of like transient homeless folks that aren't getting the help they need in terms of the mental health piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because there are some folks that exist out there that there, it might not have been a like complete mean intention. In other words, like maybe they're just looking for shelter, like some benevolent food, something like that. Yeah. It might not have been nice necessarily.
Right.
I thought it was interesting. it might have been more along the lines of just like, you know, especially if there's like mental health involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, when I worked at the mental health hospital, it was like a crisis center, but then there was also times when you would just, there'd be people that would just, I mean, they just spend their day, dude, wandering around, you know? And,
well, and again, like, I mean, I keep going back to this, but like somebody getting, you know, not, you know, maybe socially unaware of like the amount of
boundaries.
Distance.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Like that
boundaries
he was.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if he's willing to do that, you know, if they're willing to do that. But it was kind of, I don't know, there's something about the way Matt explained the back and forth that kind of like...
Yeah, it seemed a little sketchy.
A little sketchy in how it was like, he was like, hey, can I help you? And he was like, no, I'm good. And then just like kept going. And then he was like, what are you doing back here? And he's like, oh, I'm just staying with my uncle. I'm just walking. And like just didn't even like...
Yeah, in the back, not on the sidewalks, which beautiful...
Right.
Sidewalks with street lamps,
right.
Just, you know, that kind of thing. Just hanging around in the back. Not good, man.
Yeah.
So let it be a lesson to anybody that just wants to go on a stroll or a hike. Dude, don't be going and don't be doing it in somebody else's backyard because immediately, like, you're in danger, man. And you're putting yourself in danger because people are going to assume that you're up to no good. Next thing you know, you're going to get shot.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the things that I am 100%, you know, before all this would have happened, you know, my immediate inclination would not have been to grab a gun, but I hate to say it, but now it's a different story because now you're back in, you know, where my kids play and beware.
I don't know. It's scary, man.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I know it's a little different than most episodes that we have, but sometimes, you know what? We have weird stuff happen to us too. And I'm glad you shared that story with us, man. You know I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I had a feeling you would dig that. Me, on the other hand, I hate it, but it is what it is. And I will also...
It's so easy for me to say, cool story, man, because I don't have to deal with it.
I will keep everyone updated, however, if, you know, anything weird continues.
Hey, quick idea, and I'm sure Matt's already thought of this, so it's probably redundant to say it out loud, but this goes for anybody that might deal with something like this, too, especially if you have an HOA or something like that. With us... At our neighborhood, we don't have an HOA, but we have like this group text thread with everybody in the neighborhood. One thing that I would say is, you know, send out an email or text to all the HOA members that says, hey, look, you know, we had somebody a couple weeks ago kind of just walking on the property.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, they were up to no good, but unfortunately nowadays, you know, it's hard to kind of, you know, differentiate between whether or not, you know, that's what's going on. So if you do have family members staying with you or if you have relatives or if you see anything like that, please be sure to, you know, let everybody else know either, hey, that's my, you know, that's my cousin Eddie. He's, you know, we'll talk with him. Or, hey, we just saw somebody like that too so that we can all be aware.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought about, I don't really use Facebook anymore, but I did think about that, but yeah, I'll follow up because we have like a Facebook like group, you know, neighborhood group page or whatever. And yeah, that's...
I'd probably get a dadgum camera on that back door too, man.
Well, we have one back there.
Gotta get the battery going.
Now, yeah, now it's good. You know what I did think too is I actually even thought of possibly getting like a trail cam just so that it's like... You know, I'll put it
motion activated
way high up so that it looks down. So like you see the backyard, but then you also see like the other half is like that, you know, 20 feet of wood line or whatever. So,
and maybe even Bigfoot.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some Bigfoot footage. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can over on Instagram. Feel free to drop us a message. Get in the comment sections or section. However, I don't know why I just... said sections. Make some new friends. Join the That Would Be Rad family. If you would like to tell us about your own weird paranormal encounter, home invasion story, what have you, shoot us a DM or head over to thatwouldberadpod@gmail.com. If you would like to tell your story and possibly have your own voice on the show with, you know, cool sound design and, you know, elevated emotion and all that stuff, like, we would love to have it. Head over to thatwouldberadpodcast.com where you can leave your own voicemail, and we would love to have you featured on a possible upcoming show. Buy us a coffee. Leave us a 5-star review if you have time. It really makes a big difference. Tell that one weird friend of yours about the show. We know they'll love it. Well, actually, tell your that true crime friend. Maybe they'll like this episode. Mm-hmm. Go over to our Patreon, The Rabbit Trail, which is just more of what you love. And it's also just a really good way of showing your support for the show. It means a lot to us. I guess that's about it. You got anything else, Woody?
Just stay safe out there, everybody.
Yeah, stay safe.
Other than that, no, man.
Yeah, keep those batteries charged for your cameras. We love you. We appreciate you. And as always,
be rad.
That's the way it goes.
Long-time listeners,
oh, God.
Long-time listeners know that...
Shh.